Just a few more phrases with haben, as they're so easy to use. Michelle Thomas taught you that sich Sorgen machen is to worry, literally to make worries for yourself. But to have worries will simply be
Sorgen haben.
Yeah, Sorgen haben. Either or in German is very simply entweder oder, wrapped around the options, just as in English. Entweder, E-N-T-W-E-D-E-R, oder, O-D-E-R. So how would you say, all people have either big worries or little worries?
Alle Leute haben entweder große Sorgen oder kleine Sorgen.
Alle Leute haben entweder große Sorgen oder kleine Sorgen. Leider. Unfortunately. The mood is die Laune. In English you can be in either a good mood or a bad mood, but in German you have either good or bad mood. So try and work out to be in either a good or a bad mood.
Entweder gute oder schlechte Laune haben.
Entweder gute oder schlechte Laune haben. Michelle Thomas also taught us to be frightened, or literally to have fear, which is
Angst haben.
Genau, Angst haben. Now there's a word, Angst, one we've adopted in English. We also say to be frightened of, but in German it's Angst haben vor. So how would you say, I have a huge fear of spiders and snakes? Let's break that down. The verb spinnen is your clue to the German word for spiders. Spinnen means to spin, no surprises there. And which insect spins? Of course, spiders spin. Spinnen, spinnen. Now back to our sentence. I have a huge, riesig, fear of spiders. Remember to make riesig agreeable. So, huge fear, riesige Angst. A huge fear of spiders, riesige Angst vor Spinnen. Now let's try the complete sentence. I have a huge fear of spiders and snakes. Snakes are Schlangen. Ich habe riesige Angst vor Spinnen und Schlangen. But don't worry, there are no snakes around if you hear this.
Vor dem Kino bitte Schlange stehen und warten.
In front of the cinema, vor dem Kino, please queue and wait. Bitte Schlange stehen und warten. Yes, Schlange stehen, to queue. Lines often snake around, right?